I have a clear memory of being a little girl in a worship service when my grandpa was baptizing one of my cousins. And so there are 35 of us. We're like family. And
so big extended family of cousins and
exactly.
Uncles.
Yeah. So I was young, maybe 10 or 12 years old. And I watched him baptize this baby, and it was like there was this aura around him. Like, I thought to myself, if that's God's presence right there. And I thought to myself, if I could be that for people, if I could somehow represent God's love, God's grace, God's forgiveness, God, all of the things that were present there with him, if I could do that for people, that would be the best thing I could do with my life. Of course, then I dared to say that aloud in the Christian Reformed Church not too long after that, and was told in no uncertain terms that women can't be ministers.
That must have been so hard for you to reconcile when you saw your grandfather as this really good person doing important work, and yet being told that you couldn't do the same thing.
Exactly. And simply for the reason that I was a girl.
Right.
It just, and in fact, I didn't reconcile it for a long time. It made me really angry. I became cynical about the church for a long time. I wasn't sure, you know, that I would ever find a place in the church. So it was a lot of hurt and a lot of anger that resulted from that.
What do you think it was in you, like what quality in you allowed you to see yourself in a role that was traditionally a man's role in the world that you grew up in? I'm just always curious how people decide to do something that's outside of any sort of experience that they have in life. You had no women role models
right.
as pastors.
Right. No, that's a good question. I think about that a lot. What is it that moves people in a certain direction in their lives? And what it comes back to for me was a restlessness, a discontent. I tend to see what's wrong with things before I can see what's good about things. I remember my mother often saying to me, "Why can't you just be content?" And I took that as a bad thing. I should try to be more content. Now, it's probably one of the things that I value the most about myself, that I have a kind of a holy discontent that says, this isn't the way it's supposed to be. And we have the ability to fix it, and we should be fixing it. We should be making the world a safe place for all people. We should be lifting people out of poverty. We should be doing the things that keep people from being vulnerable, so that discontent from when I was a young child